Robin, I've got one question for you.
Okay, dokie.
Do you enjoy the podcast?
Yep.
What's your favourite thing about it?
I get to be on it.
Okay, so it's not to do with me and Inca?
Probably not the most age-appropriate thing I could listen to, but I still like it. I mean, some things I don't completely understand, but then some things are just cracking up laughing in my bed.
Can I finish?
Hello, and welcome to Can I Finish with aspiring proper posh lady Inca.
That's new. I'm enjoying that.
Yeah, I thought that it would be easier to talk in English if you take an accent. And this is what I chose.
Well, I joined with proper posh lady Inca is real Hoover Swarmy Poika, Travis, or Tavi, which is actually my adopted Finnish name.
Have you heard Tivi Tavi jokes already?
No.
Tivi Tavi is the Finnish name of Tinky Winky from the Teletubbies.
Okay, so someone's played a joke on me there, haven't they?
Probably, yeah.
Tinky Winky, that's the absolute worst one.
Well, they are an icon.
They are an icon, let's say that.
This is the podcast which investigates, celebrates, and sometimes berates the cultural differences between Finland and the UK. But we're not going to talk about the things that you can find in Visit UK or Visit Finland ads. Oh no.
Oh no.
We're going to talk about the cultural monstrosities. Like why Finns laugh at the lousy YouTube video about white fish that weighs 2 kilos.
Is that big?
2 kilo siika. I don't know.
Okay, I don't know. Or why in Britain, a recent headline read, I can't take it anymore. Woman who married herself considers divorce after 24 hours. Is that an allegory for Brexit? Who knows?
Yeah, probably.
So, about these cultural differences, we have discovered there's a lot. So far, we've only covered kids' TV as well, so I'm sure we're going to find some more. I'm still haunted by Morso, Roli, and worst of the lot, I've not got him out of my head, Pelhermani. What a weird clown guy.
Has he visited your dreams already?
Yes, he has.
Oh.
And he woke me up because he just constantly shouted. I don't like that guy.
I'm embarrassed. We talked about Kokkeli Vekkulit, kids show with a guy and a dog, and the show is about food or cocaine.
Yeah, it's supposedly a cooking show, but there's a lot of
druggy
stuff in there.
And I said, I don't remember the guy's name,
yeah.
But of course, I'm so embarrassed that I didn't remember, because the guy's name is fucking Pablo.
You are kidding me.
Yes!
Okay, now that seals the deal.
Yes.
His name is Pablo.
Yeah.
Come on, guys. Come on, guys. So if you did miss our first episode, make sure you have a look back on the feed, check that out. But to sum up... Previously on Can I Finish? I'm Travis, and I'm relatively new to Finland. I've been here about 6 months. I'm coping, but finding myself constantly baffled about differences I experience day to day. That's previously for me.
And I'm Inka, comedian and lifelong resident of the sauna-filled happiest of them all country, and therefore an excellent guide to the Finnish experience. Mm. I'm also curious about the weird things the Great Britain offers, like your food.
Mm-hmm.
Have I told you I have a cabinet of curiosities at my home?
You haven't, but that is not something I am surprised by.
I reckon. There's teeth and like funny looking rocks.
Yeah.
Obviously. And I'm gonna put a jar of spotted dick there. And to the Finnish listeners, that's pudding.
Is it?
I don't know. I've seen a can, but I never open it. Is there like something that pops out? like a spotted dick?
It's one of those surprise lamb worm in a can. Yeah. Now, before we get into this week's topic, I've got to tell you something that happened to me recently, Inka. I'm going to show you a little something that's on the desk here. It's a duck. Now, I was in a pub. Very close to where we're recording.
All right.
And I met a man called Tommy. So it was around 1 a.m. And
when you make friends.
It's my favourite thing about living in Finland is I can get a pint at 1 a.m. basically anywhere. It's fantastic. You can't do that in the UK.
Why not?
All the pubs close at like 11.
Why? Brits drink so much.
They just do it earlier in the day and in larger quantities. This is why binge drinking is such a thing in the UK, because the pubs shut at 11, so you've got to get all your drinking done.
How bizarre.
Yeah.
Because in my head, when I've seen like pictures and videos about kids going to the club in the UK and they're these skimpy little outfits and no jackets and there's like raining cats and dogs, they're leaving to home at like 8.
So the nightclubs are open.
Oh.
But you're not going to go for a quiet pint and read your book in liquid nightclub, are you?
Well, I suppose now I don't.
While Pitbull's in the background rhyming Kodak with Kodak, just sipping on a daiquiri.
I don't know how you read your books, but I always read them with Pitbull.
Do you?
Yeah.
He's one of the world's greatest orators. So
yeah, he's been worldwide. He's been everywhere.
He's Mr. Worldwide. Mr. 305, Mr. Worldwide. Shout out to Pitbull. I think that's the first shout out we've done in this podcast. I'm glad it's to Pitbull.
Yes.
Okay, anyway, so I meet Tommy in this bar. I sit down and I talk to him and we just chat about our lives and the fact he's on holiday, he works in a shop, and we have a really great chat for about half an hour, 45 minutes. It then comes closing time, it's about 2 a.m. at this point.
All right.
We head out of the bar and realise that we're walking to the same building and we both live in there. So we have this little awkward moment of like, haha, are you following me because I live here? And he's like, no, I live here. And I'm like, oh. We get into the lift together.
Yeah.
So we get to level 5 where his floor is.
Yeah.
And he opens the door and he turns around and he says, do you want to come in?
Oh.
And I'm like, this is not what I was expecting from a Finn.
Yeah.
It's very sort of interesting to be invited into a Finn's flat.
That's a red flag.
Yeah. Incoming, second red flag. We get to the door and on the door, like the little nameplate, it says Don. And he says, you know what that means? I say, Don, like, boss, gangster. And he's like, I'm the boss of Finland.
Great.
I met the boss of Finland.
I'm jealous.
Yeah. I can introduce you to him. He's just downstairs.
Maybe later.
Okay. Third red flag. Mm. We walk in and he doesn't have like a sofa. He has sort of like dining chairs. But like with no table. And I'm like, okay, whatever, it's fine, just go with it. You've had a few pints, this is fine. And then he goes, do you want some whiskey? I've got some 15-year-old whiskey that you can have.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, why not? A little nightcap, that's nice. I have this whiskey and it's one of the worst things I've ever drank. I won't lie to you, it's fucking horrendous.
All right.
I didn't realise at the time, I only realised this afterwards, he didn't have any of that whiskey, it was just me.
Right. Mm-hmm. But I suppose you're here, you're alive, you don't seem traumatized by this. So
there's a lot of trauma back there, but it's not because of the Don of Finland.
All right. So I guess he didn't drug you?
Well, I felt really rough the next day.
Okay.
but he then decided it's funny you brought up like the biggest fish thing before.
Okay.
Because he told me that I can look in the history books. He caught the biggest fish in Finland last year.
That's why he's the Don.
That's why he's the... He's
our king.
He caught the biggest fish and he was showing me with his hands how big it was. I was like, fuck me, that's a pretty big fish. So anyway, I'm like, okay, Tommy,
I bet that's his Tinder profile. Big.
Just a massive big fish. Those guys with their big fish on Tinder. So anyway, I'm like, this time, it's time for me to leave. Tommy, you've been a great host. So hold on. Before you leave, I must give you a gift. I said, that's okay. You don't need to give me a gift. He goes rooting through all these cupboards and there's like all this all like dusty sort of weird stuff everywhere.
Dear Lord.
And he hands me this here duck.
Great.
A tiny little sort of porcelain duck. And I said, okay, that's weird.
Maybe this is your initiation to the building and to the Finnish culture. The king has put the seal of approval on you.
The king's bestowed a duck on me.
Yeah.
It was easier to get that than a Finnish ID card. So I'll take that. I will take that. Not shout out to Migri.
Actually, a big shout out to Migri. You should do better. This week's topic is food, snack, and delicacies. Mm. We discuss our favorites and how we feel about the cuisine. Cuisine? Cuisine.
Cuisine? Cuisine. What language is that you're doing there?
I told you about the accents that I'm doing, is one of those.
Okay, are we going to pin it down or should we just...
We can just, roll with it.
Let it live in the moment, yeah. Baby. We're free and easy.
Accents. Cuisine! the food culture in Finland versus in UK.
What do you know about British food?
Nothing, okay, basically. Okay. I've been to London once. Mm-hmm. And then I've been to Aberdeen and Glasgow and Edinburgh. And I just ate some basic KFC stuff there.
You went all the way to Scotland and had KFC.
Yeah, and it's just some... And I visited some friends, so then we made food together. So I really didn't experience the whole restaurant scene.
Right.
There. But I went to Glasgow with my friends and we went to see this performance piece that mm-hmm. was food related. And there were these art hipsters from Glasgow that led us to this scene. And there was, first we went to this space, which was construction site sort of thing. And they handed us these small shots of some booze and small bits of licorice.
Okay.
And they were like, this is so exotic. Here you go. And I tasted it and it's like super basic licorice. And I was like, yes, yeah. So exotic. Oh my God. And then they led us to this restaurant-ish place, room. And there were 12 people sitting around this table. And keep in mind, this was pre-pandemic.
Right.
They served us I don't remember, 5-course meal or something. But one of the meals was this line cook looking guy with the cigarette, lit cigarette in his mouth. And he had this big pot of risotto.
Okay.
And with the same spoon from the same pot, he fed us all a spoonful of risotto, one at a time.
When you say this is pre-pandemic, how far are we talking back? 40 years or so? Is it the 70s you went to?
Yes. I didn't know Ryanair was a time machine. No, this was 2017 or something that. 15.
And he still had a cigarette lit in his mouth.
Yeah,
in the...
but it was art. Wow. It was Glasgow. It was rough and edgy. And at one point, they put blindfolds on every one of us. And some Serge Gainsbourg song was singing in the background. And we heard that a person climbed on the table. And then they took our blindfolds off and there was a lady on the table with lemon covering her body, but she wasn't naked. And
what
that was that was the biggest disappointment.
Listen, if you're going to go all the way to get on top of the table and have food covering you.
And blindfolds on the guests, of course you're going to be naked. That's the whole point of doing art.
It's like you've never seen Eyes Wide Shut. Come on, get a grip. What was she wearing? Just a Scotland football top or something.
But that was my most interesting food experience in the UK.
I mean, I've never had an experience like that in the UK, so...
Have you even lived?
Clearly not. That's why I came here. Clearly not.
But otherwise than that, I think for example, the traditional British cuisine mm-hmm. is quite meh. Mm-hmm.
What, sorry?
Meh.
Meh.
Meh. It's how I would describe British food is meh. Meh.
What the... Are you...
Everything's fried. Everything's soaked in some random sauce.
Right.
and that's just, everything's just like brownish, golden, basic stuff. Nothing's fresh. Nothing's crispy.
Nothing's crispy.
Except crisps, which are excellent.
Okay. Did you hear recently that in the UK, I think it was in Hull, they now do a all-you-can-eat crisp party?
I'm not surprised, though. I'm quite a fan of crisp because actually went, there was this another art piece. I'm a huge art fan.
What the fuck is this about? This is not an opportunity for you to come in here and show off how posh you are by naming
I'm
at least
posh lady.
Two different art things you've been to.
There was this grand opening of Finnish Sipsi Museo. The crisp museum. Yeah. There was a big table, like a big long table that was just filled with crisps that you could eat. It was amazing.
One of my, actually, I didn't want to get to this straight away, but one of my favorite things that I've discovered in Finland, Sipsi ja dippi.
Oh, you don't have dippi in the UK.
Dippi. Why? I tried to explain this to my friend recently when I went home and I took him some dippi.
Yeah.
And then I was like, so you put it in a sort of, well, I suppose it's a bit like a sour cream sort of thing, but like, actually, that's the is it, what's it called? Verma?
Kermavili.
Kermavili. That's like,
it's a light sour cream.
Yeah. Mm. So it's, but it's pretty flavorless, isn't it? It's just a sort of like,
it's for the dippy.
Yeah, it's literally a vessel to put flavor in. It's so great.
Yeah.
What else about the UK do you love? You love crisps and
Tea culture, actually.
Okay.
Yeah. I like tiny sandwiches and tea. With, you have to have this noise when you eat it. Oh, jolly good, sir.
Do you think I've ever made that noise in my life?
I think you hold back.
Yeah, that's what it is all this time. I think you are in the wrong body. You were born in the wrong country. You were born in the wrong body. You should be.
And in the wrong century.
And in the wrong century.
Where are the horses?
How did you get here today, by the way? Horse and carriage?
Yes.
On a rickshaw. Okay, little sandwiches. Mm-hmm. I have a problem with little sandwiches.
Why?
Because that, well, the why they're so small for.
You can fit the whole thing to your mouth at the same time. That's amazing.
Okay. I see that. When I was growing up, every meal had a side of bread with it.
Okay.
With the main sort of purpose of making a sandwich or a butty, which is what we would call it. A butty is a sandwich.
Okay.
So you'd use the bread to make a sandwich out of whatever food you're having, be it lasagna. You'd have a lasagna butty. Like,
interesting.
It's a roast dinner. It's a spaghetti bolognese. It's a curry. Whatever. Do you know what the other thing that we had?
Yeah.
If you had, what did you mention earlier? The brown sauce.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gravy.
It's called gravy. So another thing that, now this is a quite the antithesis to this is very, if you had a meal that had gravy on it, you'd have a slice of bread at the end, which you'd put in the leftover gravy, and you'd like basically mop the gravy up with the bread, and then you'd just you'd eat the bread in little squares.
With, you show like a knife and fork to do that. Why would you eat bread and sauce with knife and fork? Why, you just don't...
Well, it's wet.
But you have bread. You eat bread with your hands. Do you eat the bread, eat the sauce, and then put it in your mouth?
The bread needs to be completely wet.
Oh.
It needs to be completely soaked.
That's the thing. Everything's moist in UK.
Like that the, is the, true,
the,
yeah.
The air is moist, the rooms and the bread...
We're very wet people. And I can say that, and I can appreciate that, and I can accept it.
Mm.
Now, so Britain isn't known for great cuisine. I will give you that, but I would say compared to Finland, it's practically a haven. Why?
I mean, why, utter shock.
Why is all your bread so hard?
For your digestive system your teeth. It's healthy. It's good for you.
No, it's boring and terrible.
But have you had...
Soft and white is nice.
But we have those here. You can buy them from the store.
I can tell you now, there is nothing like a Warburton soft toasty loaf here.
Do you know what they call people who are picky eaters?
No.
Baby mouths.
Goo goo gaga.
Goo goo fucking gaga to you.
I will fight until the end of my dying breath about that the bread here is too hard and it hurts my jaw. Oh, baby mouth.
You haven't had enough practice. But that, you're going to have this like a chat, like a jaw after you live here for 2 years.
Going to look like Johnny Bravo.
Yeah, exactly.
I just don't think a meal should hurt.
Bizarre like thought.
That feels very Finnish to me, to like, oh, this is like, you've got to really work to make this nice. Like
that's with everything that we have here. Like, we didn't have a nice time, so you're not gonna have a nice time.
Why are you taking it out on me? I ain't done anything. I just came here asking for some
soft
food.
Oh, goddamn foreigners.
Are you hiding all your soft stuff for yourselves? And then in the shops, you're like, yeah, here's some really crusty fucking rye bread for you to have.
Yeah, this disgusting candy. Here you go.
Oh, I mean, we're going to get to that a little bit later because I've got so much beef with candy here. When I went home recently, I had the most British food day I've had in a very long time. Mm-hmm. Soon as I landed in the UK, I went and had a full English breakfast. It consisted of bacon, sausage, baked beans, hash browns.
What are those?
Hash browns a bit like rosti. So like...
That doesn't mean anything to me.
I've got some in the freezer. They're like, it's sort of like...
That also doesn't mean anything to me. I haven't seen your freezer. I'm not Tommy guy. I don't walk into some guy's apartment and open cabinets.
Why don't you care about my lifestyle? If I walked into your apartment, you fucking bet I'd go through your cupboards. I'd love it. I'd be in the back, rummaging around like a little mouse. They're right, basically like a triangle of like chopped up potato, sometimes onion, and they're like fried.
Okay.
Surprise. They're fried.
That sounds like pyttipannu. Have you had pyttipannu?
No, I haven't. Have you brought some?
No, I have it at home, at my cupboards.
That's why I've not been invited round, because she knows I'll find it and she knows I'll eat it.
Pyttipannu is cut onions and potatoes and sausages fried on a pan.
Oh.
And yeah, served with an egg, with a fried egg on top.
That sounds pretty breakfasty.
Yeah.
I like that.
And we don't have it as a breakfast.
Oh.
Absolutely not.
Okay. Well, that's upsetting. You should do. Let me give you a tip. You should do.
We don't do heavy breakfasts here.
No. You have cucumber on rye bread with a bit of fish.
That sounds amazing.
Bullshit.
I would
absolute
love some.
Bullshit. But fish is not a breakfast guy.
What the fuck?
It's fucking not.
Go ahead, kilo seek. Of course it is.
Okay, a little bit of salmon, sure.
Yeah.
But not like...
Smoked salmon, a little bit of an egg, coffee.
I've still not even finished listing my English breakfast
yet. Okay, sorry.
Please
continue.
We're about halfway through. So just to recap, bacon, sausage, big potato guy, beans, fried egg, spam.
Ugh.
You know spam?
Yeah.
Okay, spam. Black pudding.
That's the blood thing?
Yeah, it's blood sausage.
Yeah, we had those here.
Yeah. It's disgusting, but I love it.
Have you had our blood sausage?
I've not had yours. Mm. I've stuck mainly to my own blood sausage, but I'm willing to venture out.
Sounds weird. Yeah.
Can we strike that from the record? Because I'm upset that I said that.
Yes.
mushrooms.
Yeah.
Some people do like a fried tomato.
You don't do that?
Nah, I don't like it.
It's soggy.
And then two types of bread, toast and fried bread.
That's a lot of food.
Yeah.
But I respect that. I really do.
Yep. So I had that for my breakfast/lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And then later, and this was like a Tuesday that I got back, I then had a roast. I was like, I felt like I didn't need to eat again for a good few days. It was phenomenal.
But I also respect the idea of roast, like you gather around with your family and friends and you have a proper dinner together, and that's good. I think we should have more of those here.
Yeah.
We do, in a way, but it's not like this phenomenon that a roast is.
No, I tell you what you do here. Maybe you
please mansplain Finnish.
You'll gather around a table, and you will have some toasty bread, white toasty bread. You put some sour cream on it, maybe some chopped red onion. How about what would make a really good meal out of that? Oh, let's put some fish eggs on top.
Oh yeah.
What's that about?
It's delicious.
Look, I have been converted. I will say that. But who was the first person to go fish eggs?
Well, how does anything get discovered in food culture? People need to eat, and they eat everything until they discover that, hey, this one thing that we accidentally eat is actually quite good.
Yeah.
Or we left this bread on a table during the weekend, and hey, surprisingly, it's better now. So
who did that?
Happy accidents, how yeast is discovered, you know.
Oh, right, okay. Sorry, I am stupid.
that's not how it happened. Oh, right. I explained it poorly, but that's like the...
I fully bought that. I was like, really? Is that how it happened? Let's talk about that later. That's really interesting.
I have a teacher vibe. I can say anything like, yeah, that's how you do it.
I believe you. I mean, I suppose the other big sort of like British food culturally that people know about would be like fish and chips.
Mm, yeah.
I've had fish and chips in this country.
Yeah.
Not good.
Why?
Bit the fish is a bit wet.
What?
A bit
that's
mushy.
Coming from you. Like you enjoy the moist in everything and now you complain?
Yeah, it's just not the right type of mush, I find. Right, I am now a little bit hungry, so I think it's best that we have a little break. Use this break to make yourself a little snack. While you do that, we'll hear from the third point of our Can I Finish trifecta. My 8-year-old niece Robin, who no doubt has something interesting or inspirational to tell us about this week. Let's go, Robin. Robin, if you had to have a superpower, what would your superpower be?
Oh, I've actually just talked about this with my mate, because she's got this, like, would you rather, like question, but not like would you rather, but says, like, if you had one superpower, what would you name, or what would you, what would you be? I'd probably be, like kind of like Flash.
Right.
Because I'm a sprinter for my school, and I'm very good at running.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm actually, like, a really good sprinter. I've got better at it, but you just don't want to see me sprinting in my wellies, but...
In your wellies?
Yeah. Just don't go in wellies, people.
So if you're going to give us one bit of advice today, it'd be, if you're going to run, don't do it in wellies.
Yeah, don't do it in wellies. Trust me, that didn't go well on that walk. It was a muddy day, and I was like, my legs are tired, I'm getting back to the car, I'm going to sprint in my muddy, in my wellies, in the mud. I'm going to go sprint. And I mean, I didn't expect to fall over, but I just want to say, be careful.
Robin, do you have any motivational quotes for the people listening?
What I made up.
Just what, if you've got a motivational quote, something that you want the listeners to hear today.
Well, don't let the haters hate. That's my message, don't let the haters hate. You're listening to Can I Finish with Travis and Inca.
Welcome back to Can I Finish? Can I Finish?
Can I Finish?
The podcast that's here to raise questions like, who are you people? And isn't there enough podcasts? Okay, before we start tasting our special delights that we have for each other here, I need to talk to you about this special event in our food culture that is among us. Uudet perunat.
Uudet perunat. Okay, so peruna is potato.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the other word means.
New.
Oh?
Just harvest new potatoes fresh from the ground, the first ones of the spring.
Wow.
They're the most delicious, smallest, cutest,
very
tiniest.
Serpa peruna.
Yeah, todella serpa peruna. And of course, you can buy them like earlier in a year. You can buy them now, but they're Spanish or Swedish. And they're not as good.
They're not as good. They're not Hufa Suomi.
No. This was in our main news, the 10 o'clock news, and that the harvesting of the new potatoes is delayed.
No.
Yes.
Oh, no. Has there been an uproar? I imagine there was an uproar.
Well, I haven't been in the internet in that section, but probably there is like a angry Finnish consumers demanding the potatoes.
Oh.
We eat the new potatoes with dill and butter and sauce.
Yeah.
Or with pickled herring.
Oh, come on. You were doing so well, Inka. I was like, yeah, butter, potato, yeah, nice. Pickled herring, mate.
Yeah, that it's a thing. Did you know we also have this dish called summer soup?
No.
There's potatoes, peas, carrots, cauliflower in a warm milk.
And you before actively was like, how dare you speak of Finnish cuisine in this way? And you've just described a bunch of veg in some milk and you're like, it's one of the best things about summer.
I never said it's one of the best.
I may have put that into your mouth, but that's something I don't want to put into mine.
I think we are ready to try some foods.
I think so. Now, I just want to have a little word. So both our plates are here.
Mm-hmm.
I recently went back to the UK and I thought, oh, I'll grab a couple of snacks, a couple of sweet treats for Inka to eat on the podcast. And I'm going to say this plate looks delicious.
Well, there is a lot of candy there.
Yeah.
But do you think that candy is a snack?
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, why? Is it not?
No.
Why would you what do you define it a snack as?
Well, like a granola bar is a snack.
A granola bar? Jesus,
like,
wet.
Like a nice rye bread sandwich is a snack.
Fuck off. No. No. A snack is a sharing bag of crisps and a large sort of chocolate bar, preferably Cadbury's.
Those are like desserts. The chocolate bar is a dessert. You have after dinner.
No, I see. No, I think you're wrong. Right, should we try some foods then?
Yeah, we need to prepare something. You have hot coffee in your cup
yes,
right
I do,
now.
Yes, of course.
In Moomin Mookie, in Moomin mug.
This is the Moomin that I would be because he's sort of bent over showing his ass.
The Moomin troll.
Yeah, Moomin troll.
The himbo of Moomin Valley.
Gotta be me.
Yep. What I have here is a dish called bread cheese or cheese bread. You can say either way around.
Okay.
And it's cheese that is fried on a open fire.
Wow.
That's how a legend tells us. But
did you prepare this morning over
open
yes,
fire? Yes, I did, yeah.
Wow.
with the trolls that are my relatives. And after that, we cooked the reindeer. And
Yeah.
So you need to put... I have cubes of bread cheese here. You need to put the few cubes into your coffee.
Inside it?
Yes.
Into the coffee?
Yes.
Okay, so it sort of looks a bit like halloumi, a bit like a potato cake. Have you ever had that? That's quite British. I should have brought one of those. No, I put two of these bits of cheese in my coffee.
Yes.
Oh, shit. Okay.
You can try one without the coffee if you want.
Oh, thank you. This delicious cold cheese.
It's quite nice, I think.
Oh, it's got a squeak.
Yeah, that's the point why we're putting it in the coffee, so it's more squeaky.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, there's a thing of people hate people who eat on podcasts, so, for the next
warning.
10 minutes, if you're not into that,
mm-hmm.
probably not for you. If you like ASMR, boy, have I got the next 10 minutes sealed.
Bread cheese.
Squeaky, squeaky.
And then you pick the cheese bits from your coffee with the spoon and then you eat them. People actually eat the bread cheese with cloudberry jam. It's quite good that way. But this is another way to eat this.
So this is literally I'm eating cheese and coffee here.
Yes.
Okay. So much squeakier.
Yes. If you're into like a mouthfeel of things, this is quite an experience.
I was ready to absolutely berate you over this. I don't mind it. I quite like it.
You should try it just melted in a microwave and then put some cloudberry jam over it. It's so much better that way. But this okay. is this was exotic. It's not a common thing. Now, all the Finns that are raging to us in our comment section, if mm-hmm. we have one.
we will have after this episode.
Yeah. Are going to, this is not the way to eat it. But fuck you guys. I've seen this being eaten in this sort of manner. So.
Okay. Well, that was great. What's next?
Okay, so what you have here, actually what you have here sitting next to you is salty licorice and licorice expert.
Okay, is that officially certified or is that a title you've given yourself?
Well, I give it to myself, but it's not any less official.
I respect it.
We eat a lot of licorice and salty licorice
yeah.
here. We call the other lakritsi and the other salmiakki.
I've had one experience with, I think was salmiakki, mm-hmm. just down the road in a pub with mine and your mutual friend, Pepe. Mm-hmm. She gave me some and...
How do you feel about it?
I didn't speak to her for a good hour because I was upset about it.
All right, so you're not going to enjoy this, but it's for the kids and the culture.
Everything we do for the kids and the culture.
What I have in my hand...
That is a stick. What is that?
It's a stick. It's the licorice root that licorice is made of.
Oh!
Then, of course, you have sugar and molasses and flowers and stuff like that. But this is the main ingredient.
My dad used to have one of those, just keep it in the car. And he'd just chew on it when he was giving up smoking.
That is what people do with this, yeah. Or they, like, soak it in hot water and pretend it's tea.
Why? I don't like those people. Why do they do that?
Those goddamn hippies. I told you I hate hippies, so that's one of the reasons. But here is actually, get this first. There is a licorice powder
yeah.
that it's just grinded from this root.
Okay. And that, what are you supposed to do with it?
Well, you can, like...
Just a little...
Yeah.
Just a little dab.
Just dab your finger into
dab
it.
Dab it around the gums.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. It doesn't really smell of anything.
It's the smell is kind of earthy.
Yeah.
And the taste is earthy.
It just tastes like dust.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I got a little cheeky bit of licorice at the back there.
There is. And there is some aniseed sort of feel to it,
mm-hmm.
I suppose.
Okay. Okay, don't mind that in a tiny little dose.
Yeah.
That's all right.
You can Ooh. Do your own licorice from this. And then there is the next step. When you boil and dry and then grind the licorice root, then you get this another powder that is more of traditional licorice taste.
Oh, that feels like quite a lot. What is that? Oh, hello, mate. That is horrible. What is...
Is it? I think it's quite lovely.
No!
You can put it in on your oatmeal and stuff like that, and then you...
Why is it doing that to my body? It feels like it's taking all the air out.
It's because it's working.
Oh my god. Oh.
Okay, so you use these powders and this root to make licorice candy. Are you going to survive?
Like I feel like I've just licked the ground. Okay. Oh.
But the salmiakki. I'm not done.
What?
I'm not, this is the last bit. This is the most awful one. Licorice and salty licorice are different because the salty licorice, salmiakki, is ammonium chloride as its purest form.
Okay.
So this is root, the licorice, and mm-hmm. the salmiakki is a chemical compound.
Right.
Funny thing, both ammonium and chloride are toxic when they're separate, but when they put together, you get this delicious...
Oh God.
Just... Take a small dab. That's the pure salmiakki. It's white powder. It looks like something Pablo and Ransu would do.
Oh, yeah. Whoa!
Most salmiakki is the licorice root candies flavored with this ammonium chloride.
Holy S.
Yeah.
Whew, that's made my eye twitch. Okay, thanks for that, I suppose.
I also have some tar salmiakki candies for you.
Okay. Why not?
Do you want
know
it?
What? I've gone through everything else.
Yeah. Just
tar.
Try tar. Tar flavored salty licorice.
Okay, on the top, fine.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's coated in sugar, so
it is.
Okay. That's the bit that I like. Okay.
It's bizarre to me why Finns would put tar in candies. Oh, you can spit it out
bad.
If you don't
this
like
it.
This
is bad. Are Finns okay? Because
no.
Why do they do this to themselves?
Like I told you, we didn't have a nice time, so you're not going to have a nice time. This is the.
Oh my god!
This is also like the most amusing thing. This should be like a national sport to us to feed Finnish food to foreigners. And just look at your faces. So much fun. Okay, but hey, now you tried the traditional Finnish candy ingredients.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
You're very welcome. All right, bring in the super sugary sweets.
Yes. So, when on my trip back to the UK, I brought back some lovely old treats for Inka here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what takes your interest?
I think I've had these long red strawberry thingies.
Strawberry laces.
Strawberry laces. We call it snör.
Oh, that's nice.
And it's a Swedish treat, of course, but you can buy it here and traditionally from the ferry between Finland and Sweden.
I've done that trip. A lot of Indian tourists really enjoyed my rendition of Notorious B.I.G.'s Juicy on karaoke.
You know what? What I'm going to do next fall?
What?
I'm going to do stand-up on one of those ferries.
I shall be on board. So I've got a selection of like chocolates as well. I'd like you to try this one.
Looks like an after eight.
Good shout. It's a it is a coronation chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a fries cream bar. I'm not sure what they call it, but basically this was a special one for the coronation.
There is no minty flavor inside of it.
Is there not?
It's so mild. It's not the. I thought I would get in like after eight, like a hard mint.
There's a bit in there, but not a lot.
No.
Oh, that's really nice. That's the sort of thing a gran would eat.
Why does your chocolate taste like all the Christmas calendar chocolates that we have here? That's the...
Sorry. Sorry, I'm just taking in what you said there.
We have like Fatsar chocolate.
Yeah.
That's like fresh, nice, rich chocolate.
I would say that there's a monopoly on chocolate in this country.
Of course
there's
there
Fatsa is. There's Fatsa and there's nothing else.
Yeah, you can have Marabou or something like that, but that's too sweet. But there's Fatsa and then there's the other garbage.
Yeah.
But when you buy like a cheap chocolate calendar here, or you buy cheap chocolate eggs, that's the chocolate that this tastes like.
That is outrageous. That
really?
Try this one. So this is a Cadbury's Marvelous Creation. So Cadbury's is the better chocolate. But this...
This chocolate is quite good, yeah.
Yeah, so Cadbury's is the best. This has... what's that you got in there?
What's the bits in the middle?
There's jelly beans. And there's also, I think, some popping candy in there.
Yeah, there's some sensation in my mouth. Kids.
What was that about boring calendar chocolate you were saying? That's exciting.
Yeah, so exciting. This is quite good. I don't understand why you would put like jelly beans in a chocolate bar, but
yeah,
sure.
It's like a thing. It was like a... Look at us being wacky. Period of confectionery within the UK.
This is like a granola bar.
It's got, do you want a little bit of different texture in there? This one's healthy, I promise.
I've never eaten a granola bar in my life, so.
You was fucking like backing it up earlier. I don't know why that's changed. Okay.
I just like being horrible. The thing with these type of candies, they're so sweet.
Right.
It's so overwhelming.
All Finns say this.
Yeah.
Thing against sweet stuff. Everything has to be bitter and salty and covered in
But licorice. if you have something super sweet, then it needs to be super small also, because otherwise you get overwhelmed. Oh, baby mouse. Look who's fucking talking. You can't even eat that salty licorice.
Okay. Well, I think the things that you brought me were terrible, and the things that I brought you seemingly were fine.
They're fine. Sweet. Hey, can I tell you one last funny language thing about the Finnish food?
Absolutely.
I don't know how to talk good. one last Finnish food funny thing.
You want me to tell funny for you? Yo.
Okay, I've listed 4 different food words that have double meanings.
Okay.
In Finnish, you can have as a bun, you can have korvapuusti, which is a cinnamon roll.
Yes, yeah, cinnamon roll.
But the word korvapuusti means slap on the ear. it's a physical assault.
Well, the thing is about those korvapuusti is most cinnamon buns elsewhere are like quite puffy and round. These ones are sort of slapped down. Is that part of the baking process?
In a way, you have to push them down. Yeah, it is part of the baking process, yeah.
Just a quicker salt. It really helps with the flavour.
Okay, next one. Did you know that word hillo?
Hillo.
Means jam.
Okay, yeah.
But it can also mean blood and or money.
Right.
Okay. If you like, for example, cut yourself by shaving your beard, you can say, oh, tule hillo. There's blood coming out of, there's jam coming out of.
There's blood or jam or money coming out of my face.
Yeah. Or you can say, onks sul hillo? Do you have jam? Which also means like, do you have money?
How does everyone cope in this country and they're not just walking around going, mitä, 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 everything? I'd just be so confused all the time.
Have you had koskenkorva?
I don't think so. What's that?
That's the Finnish booze. Sort of our vodka type of thing.
Oh, no.
You haven't?
What? Does it have any other names?
Koskenkorva, no.
Oh, no. I've had something that's a bit like port.
What?
Like a brandy port thing? Not port.
Jaloviina?
Yeah, that guy.
It's another thing.
Yeah, fuck that guy. What's this one you're telling me about?
Koskenkorva is a booze brand.
Okay, no, I haven't had that.
But the Koskenkorva, it's a brand, it's a place in Finland, but it also means I'm touching my ear. And I was thinking, what's the thing with the ears?
Why so many ear-based food things?
Yeah, I could come up with 2, but that's okay. Too many.
that is too many. I'll give you that.
And the last one is kakku, which is cake.
Yes.
But it can also mean jail time.
The Finnish language, I will never, ever tire of it. And I don't think I'm ever, ever going to be able to learn it because there is so many weird things about it. Cake or jail time? Cake or jail time? Which is it?
Both!
I think that's it. We've done all the tasting and all the talking about food.
We are full. You're angry. I'm disappointed. Everything went as planned.
That's exactly what we wanted. And that is the final episode of Can I Finish? Of course it's not. Don't be silly. Make sure you subscribe to the show to get the newest episodes as soon as they land. Follow us on the socials. Can I Finish on TikTok and Insta. finishes with two N's. Your banana, I've told you this once before. My socials are all Travis Glossop. Inca, do you have anything exciting to plug this week?
No, I've been writing my book, which comes out next fall, so I'm full of that, but it's going to be good.
It's going to be good. Are you going to have a big, like, book launch party where all your cool friends are going to be?
The artsy friends are going to be there. Yeah.
I am not going to fit in with those. I'm going to try my best to, like...
I was going to invite you.
I mean, the thing is, I'd love to come, but I'm just not cool enough.
You are. You're like... You have a shirt that says "Showpaini kuuluu kaikille." It's so cool.
Oh, it is cool.
It is cool. You're cool, man. You're cool.
Thanks, Inca. And that's why we're friends. That positive reinforcement that I really need. We'll see you all at the book launch of Inca's book. I'll drop the address in the show notes.
Sure.
See you there.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Can I Finish? Subscribe to the podcast. We're on Spotify Podcast, Apple Podcast, Google Podcasts. Follow Can I Finish on Instagram and TikTok. Are we finished yet, Uncle Trav?